قلبي وللزغرة من صغر قلبي ما ينحرف عاهدني بعسرة ويسرة قلبي وللزغرة
من صغر قلبي. Also about attitude, so you should have the right attitude and morals, because if you just dress as a perfect hijab and your attitude is nowhere near a Muslim girl or nowhere near modest, then the meaning of hijab would just go. You know, hijab is not just clothing and what you wear, it's also about attitude too. So you must have the perfect attitude, as in you must have an attitude of a female, I mean, as a Muslim woman. You must have morals and, you know, good behavior. These are all really important in hijab. And we see that when you do that, you'll gain so much respect, because it's the way you dress that people give you respect. If you dress respectful, then people would automatically, they would respect you. And this is why Islam has put this hijab criteria for a Muslim woman, to honor her, to respect her, to put her as a jewel. Because if you have a jewel, you won't throw it around in the street. You would look after it and you would cherish it. And then we look at the status of women in Islam and in other cultures and in this culture. The West, if you look in the history of the West, you see that there are many female movement parties and organizations that they have worked so hard to give liberty to women. They have worked so hard to give freedom for a woman. But the West have no idea that the revolutionary status of women and the freedom of women, Islam gave it to women long time ago, centuries ago, and the rights that women fight for today and a few years ago, you know, Islam gave this right to women long time ago. And we see that in the 19th century, this is okay, I was researching about the status of women and, you know, the history of what the West they fought for. And in the 19th century, there was this French, the religious scholars in France, they got together. And this is the quotation from them. I actually got this from the book that they wrote. It said that woman is a human being, but is made to serve man. This is actually a quotation from a religious scholar in France. He said, a woman is a human being, but she is made to serve a man. This is how they degrade women so much, and they don't give freedom for women. As in, when Islam came, it gave so much freedom for women. And, you know, even when non-Muslims look at Islam and they see that, how much freedom it gave to Islam, and how what status it put a female in, then they'll be amazed. Even here in the UK, that women just a few years ago, this was not just long ago, that women were able to they were able to own property. Okay, this is just a few years ago that women were given the right to own property. And in Islam, like centuries ago, when Islam came, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, he gave women state the right to own property and to have heritage. So, and this is like, when you look at status, you're really amazed, because when you look at the Greek civilization and the Roman civilization, it is exactly like this, the civilization and the situation that was in pre-Islamic Arabia. That's how it was. It gave women no right. So we see that that Islam, it gave women so much rights and stuff like that. And we see that Fatima Zahra sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she is the perfect role model. And when I say perfect, I mean she's perfect. Like, every nationality and every culture can learn from this woman. And when you take this woman as a role model, there's no guarantee that you will succeed in life. You would go so far by just looking at this woman. And even, like, there's so much ayat in the Holy Quran that was revealed for her, and you see that it honored her so much. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave her so much honorable titles that he said that Fatima al-Zahra Sayyidat Nisa al-Alameen, which means that she was the leader of the women of the worlds. Okay, look at Alameen. It's not world, it's worlds. As in, every generation can take this woman as a role model. She is compatible to be a role model for every generation, from the beginning till the end, and even after we die, if another generation comes, they can take this woman as a role model, because she's so liberal and so You know, she's a perfect that every generalization can take her as a role model. And we see that Fatima Zahra, if you look at her life, she had the most bestest hijab, she was the most modest, she was the most intellectual, she has so much intellect. Although she died at the age of 18, she has the most intellect that if you put everyone's intellect of the world, of the scholars, they wouldn't reach Fatima Zahra alayhi salam. And I've seen volumes of books, okay, written about just Fatima Zahra, and it hasn't even reached them explaining what Fatima Zahra is. And we see that when you talk about women and their freedom, Fatima Zahra, when she was oppressed, when they took the land of Fedak away from her, she gave a whole speech and she spoke out against this oppression. And she spoke out and she told, you know, she said everything. And this is how brave and how intellectual she was, that she even stood up against her rights. And with this munasibah about Fatima Zahra, and it's her birth, and it's in her birth on Tuesday, it's a perfect time for us to research about this great woman and to take her as a role model and to research about her and to truly know who is Fatima Zahra. Because many people hear of Fatima Zahra, but they may not know exactly who Fatima Zahra is. And when we read more about this woman, when we go into knowledge about this woman, we see that she's a magnificent woman. And to end off this lecture, this really brief speech and talk, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa
قلبي والي الزغرة من صغره قلبي ما ينحرف عهد نبعد